Happy Friday, everyone. Oh, guess what? I'm still in bed, and it's 7:30. I got 30 more minutes before I have to get up. Today's a late day. I get to take the residents to Walmart, but I don't think I'm going to go shopping at Walmart today. I think I'm going to drop them off and then head across the street to the charity shop. Salvation Army has a thrift store there, and I can kill an hour really quick. And then, unfortunately, I have to drive school bus this afternoon, even though it was my day off. But, like I've been told, just wait until payday, and it'll be all worth it. Right. I have the same bunch I had yesterday, and oh my god, are they horrible. You can tell the different bus drivers, not techniques, but the way they handle their route. And this woman just lets them do whatever they want to do. And yesterday I made a little girl cry, a kindergartner, which is my reputation. Usually it's the middle school kids I make cry, but she's kindergarten. I didn't write anybody up yesterday, only for the simple fact that I would have been writing up at least 6 kids. And I figured, you know what? I'm just not in the mood to. But the little kindergarten girl, she was hanging over the back of the seat. So instead of seeing her face, I was seeing her back of her head, her back, and her whole backside, because she was literally hanging over the back of the seat. So then, when I got to the high school, I kind of yelled at her, and I asked her if she understood. She said, "No, I don't." And, then I told the other bus driver who was parked alongside of me, and she said, "Oh, well, she'll get over it." I felt bad for a brief moment. But anyway, so I get to drive those little kids again. It's cloudy. It's supposed to rain. And today is the beginning of the cold days. Cold by meaning 75 degrees. Oh, my God. It's paradise for me. Because yesterday was like 86, and I didn't like it. Sorry, I do not like the heat. I like some warm, but I don't like extreme. And then tomorrow is the beginning of my vacation. Yay! I'm off for a week. Completely. I will not be answering my phone. I will not be answering my work phone. There's no trip scheduled. They actually stopped scheduling trips for the bus for the entire week. And anyway, I figured, wake up, listen to some booze, and I thought it was funny. Dean Reed, look at what you started with the whole Dire Straits and Mark Knopfler thing. And it's funny because I've been listening to the whole little small thread about the music. And I was thinking back to February when we were doing all those boos. And that's when I found Dean Reed, when he was, I don't even remember what boo it was, but he was sharing that he really was into Mark Knopfler. And I was like, oh my gosh, I love Mark Knopfler. yeah, because I remember when they came out in the 80s, Sultan of Swing, and their Brother in Arms, somebody gave me the CD. My dad was really into them. My son loves them now, Mark especially. Oh, surround sound. Oh my gosh. Fade to Black is my favorite and my son's favorite.